This is Player One.
This is Player Two.
And you're listening to another great show only on the Four Eyed Radio Network.
The Third.
For more great shows, check out www.foureyedradio.com. Hello, and this is Stephen Mooney. I'm here to talk to you about one of our proud sponsors on the 4i Radio Network. They are called America Joy Print Shop. If you're looking to do business cards, flyers, posters, banners, cut vinyl, car wraps, and more, then definitely check out AmericaJoy.com for more information. And tell them the Fern sent you. You're listening to an all-new episode of the Long Box Cast, episode number 7. I'm one of your hosts, Kyle, and my other host here is...
A Radical Rat!
Oh, man.
I totally forgot about that one where they actually had all
They had the little jobs in. Like, he's like, give me a break! Yeah. It was like, you know, Rat's got, he's cool, but he's got attitude. Or...
No, it's Raphael. Oh, you don't even know the thing.
I messed it up in second grade, and I messed it up today.
It's Raphael is cool but rude, and he's like, give me a break.
What was that? Leonardo Leeds? Donatello does machines?
Yeah, Leonardo Leeds, Donatello does machines. And then
like, does them. Like, it shows him throttling.
I don't know. He's actually weird. He has this huge machine. He's trying to make a cup of coffee in the show. It's really weird.
Yeah.
And then it goes into Raphael is cool but rude, give me a break.
Give me a break.
And then Michelangelo is a party dude.
That's true. Remember, I sang the song.
Yeah,
I should know.
You fucked it up then.
I know, and I got a standing ovation. I was second grade. We'll get the video up eventually once we hunt down our father and murder him again. But yeah, basically it was me on stage wearing a turtle costume singing that theme. Messed up at the part where it was the splinter, who was a radical rat. And then I picked it up and got a standing ovation. But is that enough about me and my childhood woes? You're listening to the Log Box Cast, part of the Four-Eyed Radio Network, The Fern. For more information, visit foureyedradio.com. To listen to all the shows on this beautiful podcasting network, visit foureyedradio.com. You can find us on Spreaker, iTunes, Stitcher, Zoom Marketplace, Blackberry Podcast, Blurberry Podcast, Miro Guides, Double Twist, YouTube, Swell Radio, SoundCloud, and Player FM.
From the new cartoon
show. Well, it's much better than the other one. Like, turtles, it gives you cheddar.
Yeah,
turtles.
No, what I like about this one, because it goes into everything, and they even go back to the other one where it's all like, Leonardo does his best.
Don't forget about the show. Did you see the Turtle Man?
And the other one, when they remade it back in like 2003, they didn't even put their names in it because they're a bunch of douchebags. I hated that show so much.
Oh man, Turtles, they give you better. Turtles, like, they make you cheddar.
I was just like, Turtles, watch out for Shredder. Turtles, I ate some flatter. Turtles, yeah. Look at my Shredder, chattered, batter, datter, flatter. Turtles.
Yeah, and then even like the storyline of that show was stupid because then there was Krang, but then there was like other aliens like Krang who were also robots in disguises that were helping the turtles out.
Well, technically in the new remake, the new show, there are the Krang and there is the Krang aliens, and that actually was in the original comics.
Right. But so, what I mean is like in the one that they did previous to this one, that was those turtles make it cheddar better. They did a storyline where Shredder was actually being controlled by Krang. Like, he was a machine.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And that's why I was like, what the hell are they doing with it? Like, it was completely, like,
and then they totally jumped Shrimp, sent them through time, and then the new movie came out, and they're all like, Ninja Turtles, back to the sewers.
Yeah, so back like, to the okay. So-so-sewer.
But, which is funny, because we're talking about Ninja Turtles, and there's probably no Ninja Turtle news.
There actually is. I have some, so it's a good thing you brought it up.
Okay, well.
First, we'll get into a couple things. First, make sure to go to Critical Care Comics, criticalcarecomics.org.
I totally messed the show up today.
Go ahead, and, well, I messed up the other ones. So there you go. Tag team, buddy. Freeze frame, high five. Yeah, exactly. Remember that? I'm still recovering.
Go, go, go.
Go, go, go. So yeah, we have criticalcarecomics.org. Donate to them, dress up as superheroes, and go to hospitals and visit kids. It's a good thing to do. Podcast is brought to you by America Joy Print Shop, official sponsor of the Four-Eyed Radio Network. For your business cards, flyers, posters, banners, cut vinyl, car wraps, and more, just go ahead and visit americajoy.com for more information and tell them that the firm sent you. Also, Raven Designs, illustrations and designs that fit your personality. For samples and inquiries, visit ravencruise.com and tell them the firm sent you again. Just tell everyone the Fern sent you. When you meet the devil at the gates of hell, tell him the Fern sent you. We have some tweets, and we don't have any Facebook friends. So definitely like us on Facebook and tweets. We have at KristenHo18. Hey-o! We got at Kotex. We have at FoodGuy123. At Stabelia. At Stitcher Radio. They followed us and retweeted one of our things we said. At Superherologist. Oh, man, I can't believe I got that. And at Wolven, all followed us this week, so we want to say a special shout-out to all of you guys for doing so. Steve, there's some books that we've been reading. What have you been reading this week?
I have not read shit. I've just been rewatching. I watched Batman Beyond again. I've been watching the Justice League. And
nice.
And then I went back to has nothing to do with comic books, but how
I actually started watching A Brave and a Bold because of you, after your recommendation.
Ah, yes. Now, it's okay, now if you watch it with that mindset, it's such a great show.
What I do, I'm just watching it in person. Like, I love that whole episode with him finding the killer.
Yes,
and then the killer running into the room of all the villains and telling them, like, oh my God, Batman's after me, because I like, and they're like, you created Batman.
That's what I love. He goes, the guy I killed a bunch of years ago, his son grew up and became Batman. And then Joker's all like, you're the one who created Batman. And then they just start beating the crap out of him.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I like about it, because it's like, because not only that, like, then they have to blame him for them being here, because obviously they blame Batman. But obviously, without this guy doing what he did, Batman would have never came to be. I love the guy's voice in it. I love the action in it. I love the cartoon. I saw that episode, too, with Batmite.
Yes.
Great. Like, I love the whole idea of, like, yeah, there he is, like, Frank Miller. There he is as the vampire bat.
Yes.
And that was so good. And then what was crazy is I remember there being a zombie Batman, and it wasn't until we listened to the Kevin Smith when Neil Adams talked about it. I'm like, oh, that makes so much sense. Like, the whole idea of, like, yeah, there's some things that just Batman can't do. So it was pretty cool about that. Me, I actually picked up this week the Justice League Origins Volume 1. It's the comic. Well, it's the comic story of basically the animation of War. There's no Shazam in it. Aquaman's in it instead. Basically, the dialogue is still there. There's still a lot of action. It's basically panel for panel, like kind of what you described. Definitely Cyborg gets really messed up in the comic version, though. Like, he literally looks like a freaking zombie in the one parts in it.
Yes.
Batman actually goes to Darkseid's area. Like, he gets captured, taken by Boom Tube. And then, like, he frees Superman kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, which I thought was cool. They get into a little bit of Atlanta, you know, Atlantis and, like, him as well. And instead of it being, what's it called? Flash getting a crowbar and taking out an eye. It's actually the trident of Aquaman. He actually does it in one eye, and then she does it in the other. Really good, though. I liked it a lot. And then also the one that I really picked up that I enjoyed wholeheartedly, and I'm sorry that it took me so long to read it, was the Superman, the Last Son of Krypton, which is the telling of a child coming to Metropolis, and he actually has the same powers as Superman. And then, of course, Zod and Ursa and Nam come as well, the three from the Superman trilogy.
Kneel before Zod.
Written by Richard Donner, drawn by Jeff and all the other artists, Frank, Jeff, and a few other people. And then, of course, the second story in that book is one all about Brainiac, and that was a brilliant telling of Brainiac. It made me like the character a lot more. I never really liked Brainiac. I always thought he was kind of like a dumb character. But with the animated series, I liked him a lot because I liked how they kind of tied him in with the death of Krypton.
Kneel before Zod!
Oh, damn. And actually, yeah, that's I'll get right on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, get down there.
Yeah. Do what I say, not what I do.
Why don't you suck on my last son?
What was great is I highly recommend this too. Richard Donner to me is a great filmmaker. Like, I loved his Superman. Like, to me, that's always going to be my Superman, is the Christopher Reeves, because I always felt like that was like, it's basically if you want the clean cut, no BS Superman, that's that one. Like, you're going to get the nice Clark Kent, the nice Superman. There you go. But for me, I do love the modern day Man of Steel, because it finally gives me, like, yeah, let me see what he can do. Let me see what he's capable of. But what I loved about Richard Donner is he talked about the filming of the movie and all this other stuff, all these things about trying to really make people believe that they could fly. And the best one was that they had the guy who played Zod. They interviewed him, and he said he was in an airport after the movie came out. And these two really big guys, like skinhead guys were like, "Oi, aren't you the guy who plays Zod?" And they were all like kind of getting up on him. And he's like, "Smile when you say that." And they all kind of like backed away like, whoa. And then like he just took off running because he didn't want to get beat up. But he uses that to his advantage a lot. Like he was actually a voice in Oblivion as well with Patrick Stewart. There was the guy who made it. His brother's name was Todd. So his brother used to say Neil before Todd. So when he met him, he ended up calling him up. He's like, "You Neil before me." And like hangs up the phone on his older brother. It was like pretty funny. So, but yeah, definitely I loved the Last Son of Krypton. It's very moving. It really like touches, like it's got a really awesome Lex Luthor in it. Like that's like, to me, I was like, yes. Like if they do Luthor like this, like, yeah, that was a wicked Luthor. Like the way they tied it all in. They did a really good version of Bizarro. They had a new version of Parasite and a new version of Metallo, Metallo actually had different kryptonite in him. And it was so good. There's a scene where he has like orange kryptonite, and basically he's like, "I want to try this orange stuff." And they have like all these Kryptonians like coming after them that were trapped in the Phantom Zone. And he kicks it on, and all of a sudden you just see them go, "Ah!" And they like fall out of the sky, and like all you see him do is like parasites. What does it do? Is he goes, "Well, according to Luthor, it temporarily takes away all their powers." So all of a sudden, like in the corner, you just see splat, splat, splat. Because obviously they fell from like all that feat. So that's how he like took them out. Is he just killed them by like taking away their powers? So it was really good, like definitely a good read. I highly recommend it. Basically, comic book news. Neil Adams was at the Secret Stash, so if anyone was out there from 2 to 5 on Friday, you got to meet him. Obviously, if any of you have not listened to the Fat Man on Batman, highly recommend him. It's a good podcast. Obviously, if you're a fan of Kevin Smith, you're going to enjoy it more. But basically, if you're just a fan of like comics in general, I think you could like it because he gets so many comic artists and comic writers on there, and they talk about everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I used to think it was just about Batman, and to me, I've never been a huge Batman fan. Like, I'm starting to, like, come around and like him more and more as I'm, like, learning about more of these things. But getting all these people on there, like Neil Adams and Morrison and, like, Jim Lee on there, like, it's just been amazing to listen to them talk about stuff. So definitely check it out. Supposedly, the only news I had was earlier this Friday, I got a tweet from a couple of people talking about, are we going to talk about the Bat suit and Wonder Woman costumes? And I said, well, I don't know what they look like, so I don't think so. Well, I guess supposedly in the next few days or so, we should be seeing some concept art or a photo or some kind of thing that Zack Snyder's working on to kind of promote the film. To kind of ease everyone. I know with him coming out with the news about Ben Affleck kind of ruined a lot of people's expectation. Slowly everyone's kind of accepted it and kind of said, okay, we'll just have to see. We'll just have to see. Then he comes out talking about Jeremy Irons, and everyone's like, yeah, that's pretty cool. That'd be a cool, maybe more like an MI6, you know, kind of Alfred. Mm. And then, of course, with Eisenberg being the Luthor, everyone's like, whoa. So I think this is going to be a way for them to maybe kind of soften it up.
Unless they screw it up.
Yeah, unless it's like a really stupid costume where Wonder Woman's wearing, like, no pants, and Batman's wearing no pants either. You know, it's like they mix the costumes up.
I'm no pants,
Batman. I'm no pants, Batman. And I don't deal with anyone's shit. He's like wearing a diaper.
Yeah.
Goo goo gaga, baby goo, Batman. Goo
gaga, Batman.
Oh, man.
Aren't you Batman? I'm in Superman. I'm in balls.
I guess we're just going to have to wing it.
Wing my Wang Chung.
Oh, that's not the only battering I got. Chicken battering. Why is this battering all brown? Welcome to Brown Town, villain. Dish, 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 dish. Are you dancing? That's a bat music. So that's pretty awesome.
It's a new bat dance.
So I know last week I asked basically everyone what is the question of the week was famous or favorite web comics.
Yes.
And I got a lot.
You got a lot?
I don't know about you. How many do you have?
I don't have any.
Well, don't you read webcomics?
Not anymore.
Why don't you read webcomics?
I gave it up years ago.
Why'd you give it up?
No, I just haven't had a...
You son of a bitch.
I really haven't had time, like, to do anything, really.
Well, you
need
to...
I've been so swamped with...
You need a secretary who can do nothing but read comics for you and then dictate them
to
you.
I've just had so much of working on...
all your other shit, podcasts and shit.
Yeah, I mean, the one that I used to... I mean, I used to read, I haven't read it in a while, but PvP, Penny Arcade... VG Cats, Controlled Alt Delete.
Those are all mine.
I haven't watched it or read that since it ended.
Yeah.
And they redid it or something like
that.
Yeah,
you like redid the style.
I read the Konami's, you know, all that kind of that stuff. So
Major Tom Jr. Yeah, like Major all Tom the ones Jr. by Tavis made him Thunder Cold
Express.
Basically,
and then I'm trying to remember if there's anything at least I could do. Yeah. Some other stuff. So, but yeah, I just haven't seen anything, like read anything in a while.
I know. We'll throw that question out this week as well to everyone. Comic question of the week is going to be, what is your favorite web comic? Hit us up. Let us know why you're liking reading it. What are like your guilty pleasure at work when you have some downtime? Is there a comic you follow or just like kind of chime in over a while? Yeah, I used to religiously follow VG Cats. Like I literally was like, a friend of mine told me about it. I went back through all the archives and read them all because they were so good and they were really cartoony and really like had some really quick wit. And then like the guy got really lax. Like where now it's like once a month, if that, maybe once every 6 months he'd post a new comic. And it really bothered me because like literally the last comic he did before this last one, he's did one recently and I was like, finally. Like he touched base on one that was about Sonic with the new styles and stuff. Where the last one he did was about the Man of Steel, but the Man of Steel had already been out like on Blu-ray for a while. Like to me, I was like, well, like last time you did like a movie when you did like Transformers and you actually went to the movie and like then came home and did a comic about it. And like, it was actually very moving. It was like stuff he pointed out that a lot of people didn't realize, like they killed the Black Robot, like all these things that not a lot of people followed right off the bat. And then like, so I was very kind of concerned where I was like, what the hell, man? Like, you used to be on top of your game. And he does a Pokemon one, too, which is really funny, too.
Yeah, the, was it Very Effective?
It's very, super effective. I think that's what it, super, very effective, super effective. That's how effective it is. We don't even know the name of your goddamn comic because you don't do it enough. Me, I have the same. I have like 2gag.com. That's one of my guilty pleasures. PvP Online, VG Cats, Penny Arcade. Scott Kurtz also does another one called TableTitans.com. And it basically is about his group of D&D buddies and they do a campaign together. Season one just wrapped and they just started up season two, which looks awesome, like the new art style and everything. Trench's Comic 2, which has actually changed. Trench's Comic is about like working in the game industry and it used to be done by Penny Arcade and Scott Kurtz.
Yes.
But now it's actually done by two of the people who were on the same show as TJ on the Strip Search.
Oh, okay.
They hired on more artists, and I believe it was two guys from that, or a girl and a guy from that, that are now drawing Trenches. One's writing, one's drawing. Least I Could Do, I also follow. He also has another one called Looking for Group Comic. He also has another one, I forgot the name of it, so if anyone out there knows, email me. But basically, he does comic book ones, where he picks up on comic book storylines, and they like do a strip on that. Obviously anything by Tavis Maben. I don't know if you remember reading his Graveyard Shift.
Yes.
As like one of his early ones. Well, I found a few online a couple days ago about like the Squirrel Master. Yes. One about rolling and one about like the Dance Dance Revolution. it's just like, man, like he's how far they have come, and it's definitely a good read. If you guys out there are listening, definitely use the hashtag comic question of the week. Let us know what webcomics you enjoy, and we'll definitely talk about them on the show and also get back to you during Facebook and Twitter time when we're doing our stuff like the slow jams. I have a character of the week, character spotlight.
And
it reminded me because you were talking about him and it made me want to go, yeah, who the hell is this guy? The character I chose is Batmite.
Ah, yes.
Because Steve was talking about me so much. Now, if you haven't watched The Brave and the Bold, he is voiced by the one and only Pee-wee Herman, and he does a phenomenal job. A little backstory about him is he appeared in issue number 267 of Detective Comics back in 1959. He is actually credited by being created by both Bob Kane and Bill Finger. Which is funny because that's actually one of the first times that Bill Finger has actually been given credit on a character other than just Bob Kane. His species, they consider him an imp. Place of origin, he's from the Mite dimension. It's possibly an analog of the fifth dimension, similar to Mixoplex. His supporting character, of course, is Batman. And he's not bound by the third dimensional laws. He can actually alter 3D laws in a manner that resembles magic. Mm. So that's kind of how they explain it. Same with like Mixoplex. He regularly appears in Batman Detective Comics. He's in a lot of lately in mostly like World's Finest. Batman and Mixoplex team up 4 times in one of the pages in the World's Finest comic books, which is actually pretty funny. And then also, if you've read any of the Batman Superman comics, there's one with Batmite and also Mixoplex being a part of the game. He actually appeared on the 1977 Filmation New Adventures of Batman.
Oh, okay.
And he was voiced by Lou Scheimer. And I believe Lou Scheimer was the voice of he was also part of Filmation, and he also did like the Tarzan. He was He-Man's Master of the Universe.
Oh.
And Brave Star. Like, that's where Filmation came from. Was like, that was the company. He worked on Smurfs, Stratos. He worked on Conan the Barbarian. He worked on She-Ra. And then he also was, if anyone remembers, the legal, voice of Legal Eagle and the Brown Hornet's sidekick Stinger on the Fat Albert and Cosby Kids show. Like, he was part of that as well.
Hey.
So they did a lot. Like, definitely those, the Filmation company did a lot of shows. They did, like, the one where, what's his name? The guy, he was, what you talking about, Willis? What was his name?
Gary Coleman?
Gary Coleman. He had his own show where he played an angel. He was, like, a little kid angel, and he would go around and solve, like, mysteries and shit. And it was just, like, they did that as well. So he was actually, yeah, part of Brave and the Bold, Legends of the Dark Might. He does a couple of appearances in that show. He actually also appeared a lot in, like, the Crypto the Superdog, the short-lived, like, dog version of, like, Superman.
Yes.
He was in that quite a bit. William Sanderson is the one who voiced him in those. And then, of course, Paul Reubens is the one in the Batman Brave and Bold. So he's definitely an interesting character. I know, like, sometimes when comic books throw those kind of oddball characters in, a lot of people are kind of like, you know, it's like kind of like the Green Meanie from what's his name? Not the Meanie, the Martian from Flintstones.
Okay.
Like Kazoo, when the Great Kazoo shows up, sometimes you're like, what the f-? You know, it's one of those kind of characters. But I do find that, like, Batmite and Mixoplex actually kind of add a nice flavor, because it's almost like bringing it back that even though Batman is so dark and gritty,
mm-hmm.
by adding a character like Batmite sometimes makes you have fun reading it. Like, it's not so much as, like, damn it, like, Batman's, like, a brooding, like, oh, poor him, like, his family, and, like, he's fighting crime, and gosh, if you can only solve this murder. And then, like, this character comes in, and you're like, what the oop?
You
know, it's actually enjoyable, because it actually makes the comic more interesting. And that's what I really liked about the Batmite and the one by Ed Guinness, is that, it, like, the Joker was talking about something, like, with the Mixoplex, like, they had a challenge going on in one of the stories with Batman Superman, and, like, Batmite comes out of Joker's mouth, like, it was so, like, hey, wait a minute, like, you know, he comes out like, that you're breaking all the rules, so, like, it's cool, because they're not really considered villains, they're just more considered, like, almost like a story arc, you know, they're not really considered, like, an enemy of the heroes, but they're just more of, like, and not really a nuisance either, because sometimes, like, they end up being the hero in some of the comics, because it's obviously, like, what they do is what starts it all,
mm-hmm.
and then by them coming back or, like, fixing it is what saves it. So, in essence, they're almost kind of like the start and the end, so to speak. But definitely he's an interesting character, and one that I thought he'd deserve a little time on this week. Powers basically has magic. I don't think he's really vulnerable to anything. Like, he doesn't have kryptonite or anything like that. He's just from that dimension, so he can he comes and goes every so often, similar to, I think, Mixoplex, where every time we're aligned, like, the Earth and all the planets are aligned a certain way, like, they can travel to our world or our realm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty much all I have about him. Steve, anything you want to add about Batmite?
Batmite, you mean?
Yeah. Tell us all about his feelings. Tell us how he feels. He's all right.
I got distracted.
You enjoyed him?
I got distracted.
Are you watching more Go Ninja Go?
No, I was actually reading comics.
Here
some,
web comics. Here is exactly something Turtles related.
But yeah, no,
Have you, my good sir?
But yeah, no, Batmite, I thought it was just a funny character. And apparently there's another show. It's like at the last season of Batman Brave and the Bold, where, like, Batmite is fed up with what Brave and the Bold was.
Oh.
He wants to bring it back to the original animated series. So basically Batmite goes ahead and gets the show canceled.
Oh, nice.
So they literally have, like, a rap party. Like, everyone says that it's actually written by Paul Dini in that episode as well. And everyone says it's pretty hilarious. So, but what about new Ninja Turtle stuff?
So a good friend of ours from the Power Rangers podcast, Eric Berry, has taken himself and gone to a toy exhibit. And it's showing all kinds of toys. It's showing toys from Nintendo's coming out, some Smash Brother toys.
Oh, nice.
They have a really awesome-looking Ganondorf and a really cool Link with a sword that not only sheaths in the thing but comes out and everything.
Oh,
and
very nice.
Kid Icarus and a Samus. They also have the blue suit Samus, which looks really hot. She comes with a little Metroid.
Oh, okay.
Like, really sick-looking. Well, if you Google it, you can look at the Toy Fair 2014 and look for Ninja Turtles, not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, not Mutant Ninja Turtles, just Ninja Turtles, because that's what Michael Bay is calling it. It's just Ninja Turtles. Okay. And you can see the beautiful toy detail of the new action figures that'll be out hopefully in time for the movie release, not to mention the video games and the Dr. Peppers and everything else that Michael Bay is good at getting funded for it. And you'll be very pleased to know that not only does Donatello have what appears to be combat boots. Not only does Raphael have what appears to be some type of leather, like shiraka, but Michelangelo has a nice pair of yoga pants.
What?
That's right. Michelangelo, our favorite beloved character, has basically yoga pants for an outfit.
Oh my god, no. Yes, I just saw this. So yes, they... And he's wearing tennis shoes. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck? Michael, what the...
Yeah. So if anyone else has not seen these yet, I highly recommend you Google them. Sob. I did see a good... Now, a redeeming quality, though, Steve. You will enjoy this. Look up Turtle Van.
Oh, I see the Turtle Van.
The live-action Turtle Van.
Yes.
That doesn't look too bad.
No, that actually...
I don't mind that at all. I like the paint job. I like the bumper. I like the big-ass wheels. I like how it's got the DirecTV like thing on top. I like it. I think it looks good. And that definitely makes me feel a little bit more comfortable about seeing that in a film. But Michelangelo has yoga pants.
Yeah, like what the...
Like if you look at Donatello, like he's got like some type of like suit. He's got a backpack full of stuff. You look at like Raphael, his knee pads are red. His elbow pads are red. He's got this like this weird, like it looks like leather just tied around his waist.
Yeah.
And then like Leonardo still has the bamboo across his chest. So mm-hmm. It's like, so wait a minute. Leonardo has bamboo. Raphael doesn't have bamboo. So is it almost like they're different fighting style? Like, I don't get how they're doing it. Like,
I don't
is
know
it
what
like.
They're doing.
And then obviously they have different builds too. Like, Raphael looks like just like a behemoth.
Mm-hmm.
Leonardo looks kind of more lanky. Donatello looks really thin. And
yeah,
Michelangelo
really
even looks like he has a slimmer build. But, like, why would you tie a sweatshirt around your waist, Michelangelo? Are you afraid you're going to get cold? Because guess what? You're cold fucking blooded.
Yeah,
you don't need a sweatshirt.
I don't know what they're doing. What the fuck is with this?
I do not understand this at all. Like, I'm definitely getting more and more saddened every time I see these things. Like, when everyone saw that first photo of Shredder and they show the first photo of Leonardo and he's got all his, like, bamboo shit, which doesn't make any fucking sense. Like,
yeah.
I definitely was disappointed by that. I didn't mind Raph. Like, I like the build of Raph. I think Raph is, like, a good look. I just wish there was more consistency. Like, why is it that not only does each turtle have its own color style, but, like, and like, look at Donatello. Why are you wearing a fucking scarf? Like, what is the deal with you wearing, like, a purple scarf? It just doesn't make sense.
No, he's not wearing a scarf. It's supposed to be from his bandana.
So his bandana's draping across his chest like
yes.
It's a fucking...
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing, and
I'm not
liking any of this. It's all like,
yeah.
You had one fucking job.
Turtles, ooze, grow, ninja, done. Like, that's it. That's all you need to do. There's nothing to it. There doesn't need to be like this backstory.
Like, you couldn't just take the turtles that were remade for the shadows out of the shadows, Ninja Turtles. Like, they all had their same different look and their different like things, but basically it was like, yeah, they had some of their arms wrapped up and doing that kind of thing. It's like, why do you have to add like all this other fucking shit to them?
You had me, you lost me.
He never had me.
Basically, here's what I heard. I heard Ninja Turtles live action movie coming out, and I said, yes. I heard Michael Bay, and I cried.
Everybody did.
And I was just like, what is this? And what's pissing me off, too, is on the chair, like on all the chairs that are for the
movie
film,
says
it says
Teenage
Mutant Ninja Turtles. And then, of course, when you look at the new Lego line that's coming out, the Lego, it's only known as Ninja Turtles. Like, they're not calling it Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's only Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, it's...
And it's
know.
Very disappointing. So, Michael Bay, I know you follow the show. I know you've seen the artwork of Raposa, and you've seen what a beautiful job he's done with his portraits of the Ninja Turtle characters. I know you've seen our podcast last time when we talked about this. And I just have to say that I'm very disappointed. Just doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, it's... I give up. I'm done.
I think so, me too. I did see Transformers 1 in theater. I never saw 2 or 3 in the theater. And I basically got them all on sale for $9.99 on Christmas. That was my gift 1 year. It was all 3 of those movies. And 2 of them, I have to say, Michael Bay, are still in the wrapping.
Yeah, but what looks like an awesome freaking toy...
Tell me, Steve.
...is the freaking Godzilla for 2014, man.
I am.
That was also at the toy fair as well. And guess what Godzilla?
Oh!
Guess what Godzilla looks like? He looks like Godzilla.
He doesn't look like an iguana.
No, he doesn't look like whatever the fuck that one movie came up
he
with.
He looks like he's eating a monster in this picture.
You know what?
This
so
monster
angry.
Looks so good.
Oh god, fucking!
Michael Bay can suck a
this
dick.
This show is not going to be called. This episode is called Michael Bay Can Suck It.
Michael Bay can suck a dick.
I know exactly.
Oh my goodness, I love that toy. That Godzilla toy is wicked.
I know.
That is awesome. Oh my goodness, my G.I. Joes are totally going to try to fuck it up. And he's totally just going to eat him. My goodness. Looks beautiful. I love it. And yeah, obviously, if you check out the 2014 Toy Fair, you can check out the new Power Rangers toys. You can definitely check out the new Lego toys. And, of course, the beautiful Nintendo toy line. More than Michael Bay missed the mark when he made Pearl Harbor. I miss you more than that movie missed the point. And that's an awful lot, girl. And now you've gone away. And all I'm trying to say is Pearl Harbor sucked. And I miss you. I think it hits the bone. I know, I just don't get it. I hope at, in the middle of the movie, like, they just say, fuck Michael Bay. They just, like, throw off everything. And then, like, he's there in a director's chair, and they just punch him in the face.
I would pay money just to see the guys in the suits that they were wearing with those pictures.
And what I always hate about this, like, as actors, like, you know you've read the source material. You know, like, you want to get into these characters and find out what's going on. And then, like, you read that, and you are equally, if not, are more informed than the rest of us who are, like, dying to, who have been wanting a movie like this. And, like, you say nothing. You don't say, like, I don't think Michelangelo would wear yoga pants, Michael Bay. I don't think, like.
Well, I would literally, like, if I was anybody.
Anyone, like, your producers, your anyone, anybody, your camera
I would,
guy.
I would just go look.
Guy gives you donuts.
I would go look. You are making a very iconic basically show here. You're making it into a full-length movie, and you're going to have so many people, and my
judging
official intern is giving me the I'm eating vagina face.
Well, who doesn't? That's right. This podcast
this
is brought to you by
eating vagina face.
It's delicious and good for you.
No, but it's like, don't you think you would turn and be like, really?
A film by Michael Bay.
Would you really like turn and be like, do you know how many people are going to just be pissed off
be
at
like,
you?
I hope you have
and
security.
And you know what? You've kind of just lost all your credibility. Literally, when you came out on that conference thing and your teleprompter broke.
And you broke, like, you were done.
And you're like, oh, I can't.
And I'm all for like, hey, people get stage fright. But when you show me the Ninja Turtles and they don't look like fucking Ninja Turtles, you're dead to me, Michael Bay.
Yeah, you,
you are dead. You and your friends
are
dead.
Oh, so you want to make a Ninja Turtle movie?
Oh.
So you think you're better than me? You think you're dead?
You think putting Michelangelo in some
he's
yoga
gonna,
pants
he's
is going to make him
pants.
Have a sweet ass?
Oh, Donatello, he's a nerd, so let's give him glasses. That makes sense. You're dead. Son of a bitch. I
Leonardo doesn't even talk in the movie.
Yeah.
He's mute. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
Transformers.
I don't get any of that either. It's all like, let's give Leonardo bamboo armor. It's like, why don't you just give him fucking armor at this point?
Why would you give him any armor? He's a freaking turtle. Same thing. Point example.
They got shells.
Transformers.
Yes.
He didn't talk. Talked at the end saying he wanted to stay with the boy using the radio.
Uh-huh.
The fucking like mechanic supposedly fixed him. And then sequel 2 and 3, not fixed again.
Yeah. Booze and boobs. Just boobs.
On our message board, but now says boobs.
But yeah, so speaking
boobs.
Of Transformers, there's the new one coming out this year.
Yeah.
But I don't think he has anything to do with it.
I don't know if he does or not. I know Mark Wahlberg's a part of it for some reason, and I know like the Dinobots are a part of it for some reason. And I think I see Optimus Prime wearing yoga pants, goddamn! Yeah.
Bumblebee, we must yoga out.
Zumba. Yeah, he invented that. Yeah, oh my god. But yeah, so if you're as equally as upset as we are, everyone hashtag fuck Michael Bay and tell us why you're going to hate the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie. Or tell us why you think yoga pants are a great idea, and I will hunt you down and put on yoga pants. I will show up at your door. I will show up at your child's bar mitzvah wearing nothing but yoga pants, and you will see how atrocious that looks on a grown man. And you'll ask me, sir, why are you eating all the bacon, and how'd you get in here? And I will gladly tell you that I was filmed by Michael Bay. And that'll be the end of that. And I'll be arrested.
No, this is what's going to happen now. He's going to be like,
pants.
He's going to be all like, I'm Michael Bay and everyone's wearing yoga pants. So this is what's going to go down now.
I mean, it makes sense that April O'Neil's wearing yoga pants. She's doing yoga.
I want to see a movie of this guy now. The guy who used to dance with the Six Flags up.
Yeah, the
that old guy.
This summer, there's only one man who can save the universe.
There's a time for work, and there's a time...
We're going to do the full hour one
by
now.
Michael Bay.
There once was a town that worked
yeah,
so
see,
hard,
this is the trailer right now. There was just no time for play. Next summer. So that all changed on this
one particular day. One man to save them all. Come with me if you want to dance.
Hey, no, you gotta go to the flags, you know.
I gotta sing the theme song.
You gotta do
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. In a world where no one wanted to dance or go to Six Flags. That's why they're closed down now.
That's why all the rides are closed and this man is out of work. Please hire him. Please, yeah. He's going to kill himself.
I'd rather see this movie.
Yeah, the Six Flags movie. Tell me about the origin of Six Flags. Tell me about how they have to get the Muppets and Jesus to save Six Flags.
Oh, have my money. That's better. Shut up and take my money.
That'll be the name of the movie.
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah, we'll just have all these other people in it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Look, we have to get to Six Flags now. We have to save the park before it goes down. I heard Michael Bay is making it. Ah!
Yeah.
You know, I sit there, you know, and Michael Bay comes up. He's like, hey, you know, you want to... Going to Six Flags? You know, you want to be a turtle? I'll be a turtle. You want to be a turtle? I'll be a turtle. You know why he's doing this? Because he's training in Leipzig.
Sorry, that's about it.
Oh my goodness! Now I have that and the you're the best. So that's pretty much all I got for today, and that's all I'm willing to talk about.
I know Michael Bay is just shit on.
He basically just shit on my childhood, and it kind of hurts.
Yeah, it kind of hurts.
Everybody hurts sometimes.
But it's true. Why does Michael Bay keep making movies?
Why does anyone allow him to make movies? Why do we accept it? Why, as we as Americans and children of these movies, continue to go to these movies and then it's our surprise when we are disappointed by these movies?
Oh, God. So what you need to do, you need to go out and you need to buy the complete box set of the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie.
Yes.
That comes with not only number 1, 2, 3, but the actual reboot when they did it in computer, which I thought they were just going to keep doing again.
I thought
that was a smart idea.
And they left it open to like, oh, Shredder's coming back.
Yeah, they could have done so much with that one. And then they're like, we're going to do a live action one. And I'm all like, but they're going to be CG. And I'm like, okay.
Michael that was such a good story. They split. They broke the band up. Then it was Raph and him had the confrontation. And they were going
to sacrifice. Guess what happened to the turtles? They didn't change. They look exactly the same.
They were turtles. They were turtles from the sewers, mutants. They were trained by Rat, who was awesome looking. They had their friend April. They had Casey Jones.
Yeah, Casey
Effin Jones.
You know who voiced Casey Jones? Chris Evans.
God damn it. He was you know why? Because he was actually in one of the movies.
Was he? Who was
he? As Casey Jones. He was.
What?
Look it up.
Which one was he?
Chris Evans. I think in the one, either the one when they go back in time. Or it was the one with the fourth one with the girl. I don't know if you remember that with the girl. She was on like the girl turtle out of nowhere.
Oh, you're talking about
like, straight to DVD movies.
Those were not straight to DVD. That was a TV show.
Well, he was on
the next magician. The next new Mex Mew.
I'm gonna pull it up.
Tation.
Chris Evans as Casey Jones. Character IMBD. Yeah, he was him in a 3D, and then he was him on. Yeah, The Good, the Bad, and the Casey Jones TV special, played by Josh Peck. TMNT song. Mm-hmm. Turtles Forever. Turtles.
So I guess where can they find us then, Kyle? Because this Michael Bay just fucked this.
Michael Bay
has
not only destroyed this episode, but the morale in here is done. So Steve and I'm going to continue drinking our Sam's. Here you go, Sam Adams. If you want a shout out, Sam Adams seasonal brew Gold Snap. Steve, what do you think of this white ale brew?
I like it. It's actually pretty good. It's not too light and it's not too dark and it's kind of nice.
It's got a good flavor.
You know what I like about it? Sammy Adams just didn't like take my childhood and shit on it. You know
what? I do not. not see Sam Adams. He looks the same.
He looks
consistent.
Same. He's consistent. He's not wearing fucking yoga pants, but I can't really tell. Maybe he is.
He actually has no pants because he's Sam Adams. He pees in every bottle, and that's how we get that delicious flavor. And you know what? I drink your piss, Sam Adams, and it's delicious.
I will drink your piss, Sam Adams, because any Michael day. Bay is a fucktard.
You know how much? $5.99 at the store. Same as the movie ticket price for the stupid Michael Bay movie.
I'd rather have the people who are redoing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Nickelodeon show right now, I'd rather them make the movie. I'd rather them just
say
they scrap the entire project right now.
Exactly.
And this is what you do. Everybody who voices the turtles in the show, they'll voice the turtles in the movie.
Exactly. Why not? Dirty bastards.
Fucking assholes.
So yeah, they can find us at LongBoxCast on Twitter. You can find us, of course, at LongBoxCast on Facebook. Search for longboxcast.com for all our postings. We have our weeklies just been updated this week from Comic List. So definitely check it out on our website. You can see all the new books that are coming out. Quite a bit, actually. Quite a lot of Vagrants. John Romita Jr. is actually going to be doing stuff with Superman with DC. They're partnering up. So it's going to be with him and Capullo. So it's going to be actually pretty interesting. That got announced this week. And as always, you can find me at Mooney Studios and, of course, on the 4A Radio. Steve, where can we find you?
You can find me at Stephen Mooney Jr. on the Twitters. You can follow me on Instagram, S Mooney Jr. And you can also follow us at LongBoxCast on the Twitters as well. And
I think this episode we're going to call it Get Stuck in Your Head with that.
This episode is called Fuck You, Michael Bay.
Fuck Michael Bay.
Fuck you in your stupid clown shoes.
I'm going to put yoga pants on your logo.
Fuck you. Or this episode might just be called fucking yoga pants.
Yoga pants on a turtle? Question.
So Kyle, what is your sign out?
Enough said. Here we go with the lean green ninja team. On the scene, cool teens doing ninja things. So extreme, out the sewer like laser beams. Get rocked with the shell shack pizza king. Can't stop these radical dudes. The secret of the ooze and the chosen few. Emerge from the shadows to make their move. Guys win and the bad guys lose. Leonardo's a leader in blue. Does anything it takes to get his ninjas through. Donatello is a fellow, has a way with machines. Raphael's got the most attitude on the team. Michelangelo, he's one of a kind. And you notice where to find him when it's party time. That's a splinter part of every single skill they need to be one lean, mean, green, incredible team. This has been another fine production from the 4-Eyed Radio Network. For more shows, listen to 4eyedradio.com.
You see, Michael Bay, fuck you in the ass. It's out doing a new Cosby show. I'm white! No.